a place connected at the hip to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Inside and outside the Beltway. Doesn't take a genius to figure out what I'm talking about. So we're just going to keep it under wraps right now. Other media, and we're going to take credit for it, and other media can do their own homework instead of just taking it from us, because they do it all the time. Let's say, what is Fauci being treated for, really? Again, if it came out that he was being treated, you'd be able to connect the dots and say that it's likely from his triple jab, quadruple jab, blah, 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 blah. Can't make this stuff up, folks. And we don't. Plain and simple. But hey, why listen to us? We've only been right about everything else. When you think of narrative and you think of all the lies these guys have told, can you imagine how devastating it would be if it came out that Fauci has cancer? Or something similar to it? Something that we've said on this show and many other people, many other critics, medicine professionals. God damn it, medicine professionals. What a fucking witch doctor next. Medicine professionals, yeah. We haven't seen those medicine professionals in a long time. Since the Oregon Trail, you dumb shit. Oh, fuck. First fuck up of the night, really. It's pretty impressive. We're a couple hours in, I think. Well, we'll slap this, cut this fucking thing out. Be on the look for those medicine professionals. They really know their med. Well, I guess Hunter Biden could be a medicine professional. Maybe we'll just keep it in. I don't fucking know. 150 miles an hour. Every now and then when you're driving that fast, you might run over a squirrel. Or get one caught in your throat. I don't know which one's worse. Anyway, there's a couple jokes, jokes there. Fuck it, we'll just roll with it. Medical professionals. Medical professionals. And the medical professionals, okay, who came out and said, hey, these things are causing cancer. These things are causing ailments, blood clots, brain clots, myocarditis, pericarditis. Can you imagine if the front man, can you imagine if the main puppet, the lead parrot, came down with a similar malady? Well, no wonder you have to sneak around with federal agents to protect your identity and lock down floors in hospitals and medical buildings, etc. So you can get these people in and out without any fanfare, like they're fucking celebrities. It's not about being a celebrity. It's about covering things up. You don't want to know. You don't want other people to know if your Supreme Court justices are sick. Why? Why does it matter? They're fucking useless anyhow. I can understand Fauci, the master of cover-up, the master of lies, the master of ceremonies in the CoronaCon and the scamdemic. I can understand him wanting to keep it quiet. Apparently, it's not quiet. Think about if this guy got sick. We'll just play the videotape like we usually do. Think about if this fucking guy got sick and people were actually able to put to connect the dots. Many people would. Now, a number of dopes out here would never be able to connect the dots because they're idiots. But Fauci's a pretty healthy looking fucking guy. He's 81. Looks healthy to me. He's rocking and rolling, still going to work. All of a sudden, after the jabs, he comes down with serious malady, life-threatening illness. Doesn't look good, especially when you spew and spout this type of propaganda. Let's go to the videotape.
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
Our key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
When the government told us that the vaccinated couldn't transmit it, was that a lie or was that a guess?
I think it was hope that the vaccine would work in that way.
This is important for the country to know. So when I asked the question, when the government told us that the vaccinated couldn't get it, and I asked you if it was a guess or a lie, you said you don't know. You said you think it was hope. So what we do know is it wasn't the truth.
Well, speaking about dope and dopes in the street, let's go to Chicago. A dash cam of Illinois State Police, who are assisting Chicago PD on reports of a mob in the street. Well, they weren't kidding. Let's go to videotape. You want to find out what's really going on in the street. And always sunny in Philadelphia. Rarely sunny in Chicago. When it comes to law enforcement and their safety, and you wonder why they're leaving by the basketful. We're done here. We're no longer on the job. Adios. Thank you. Here's yet another reason why. Let's go to the videotape.
Charles 191, are you secure at this time? Yeah, my windshield shattered, but I'm secure.
Can you give us an exact location?
Division Elston. Division Elston.
This bring us to Chicago. State Car Charles 181. What is this situation secure? Units respond to Exxon at Division of Elston.
I love their description. Anything?
Calling?
Charles 181, I believe CPD's on scene with a bunch of subjects jumping on his vehicle.
As you know, these stooges can always make trouble on the street, but when I talk about the stooges down on the street, I think of these guys. Is that Iggy Pop or Howard Dean? That's what's going down on the street. Crazy. But it might be safer to be there on top of dancing on top of a cop car instead of trying to do the Texas two-step in your favorite club. In Texas. Texas tells consumers to conserve electricity as wind energy falls short. Oh, who didn't see that coming? ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, has warned power consumers in Texas to conserve energy. They warned it yesterday and continuing because there will not be enough wind power to operate the power grid reliably in peak demand. Of course, wind power is like a joke. And no one ever talks about the amount of resources and power and fossil fuels, steel, coal to heat the steel, etc. The amount of steel, the amount of fossil fuels that goes into creating these so-called windmills. They're massive. And many studies have been done that show that whatever energy these so-called windmills produce will never amount to as much as it costs to make these things. It's just a fucking grift. Do you understand? It's just a grift. Make no mistake, though. It's not a big deal if all the China's from the steel's from China.
If they polluted the environment in China, then it's a wash.
Oh, that's a great way to think. A couple idiots threw that at me last week.
What you say is not accurate if they are producing the steel in China.
Oh, yeah. No wonder it gets twisted up like a fucking pretzel. When's the last time you saw steel get twisted up like a pretzel? Oh, Chinese steel. It's a good thing we imported that into this country. That's working out well. Though Texas is known for its role in the oil industry, it's also the nation's number one producer of wind energy. During a cold snap in winter 2021, however, wind turbines froze and many Texans found themselves without electricity. So they're right back to where they started from. Of course, if you were allowed to pump more oil and use more coal, maybe it wouldn't be such a big deal. Now it's not cold temperatures. It's hot temperatures. Oh my God, cold or hot. Extreme hot weather driving record power demand across Texas. Wow. Who would have seen that coming in Texas? Hot weather. I mean, cold weather is one thing. That's what's going on. I wouldn't turn a fucking thing down. Blow out the circuit. Blow out the grid. Fuck you. Blow it out. I'm not turning my shit down. Let's blow it out. If we're going to blow it out, let's blow it out. I'm gonna go out as a hero. Why should I limit anything? Your own fucking failure. Plain and simple. Wind power during peak demand is a failure, and it's something that Biden supports, so you know it's a fucking failure. Renewable energy will replace fossil fuels, and you'll freeze your ass off, and you'll sweat your ass off if there's any ass left by the time the government's done taxing it. Anyway, gang, it's a family show. Don't worry, in California, folks, don't feel left out in California. Gassam Newsom has also warned about similar power shortages because of wind power. And now Gassam Newsom says, well, you know, residents have to quote unquote sober up. Coming from Gassam Newsom, a documented drunk when he worked in the government in San Francisco, a lush who showed up to the hospital, at least on one occasion, of a police officer killed in action. He showed up half in the tank after tying one on, and apparently the punch bowl as well, at a Christmas party, showed up intoxicated to console the family of an officer killed in action. And he's going to say, sober up. Maybe he should sober up. Anyway, he says Californians have to sober up about the limits of wind power, solar power, to the power grid. Oh, that's not what you guys said for fucking decades. You said it was going to replace fossil fuels. Now you're saying it's not going to replace fossil fuels. Why would you listen to anything these drunks, these lushes, these crackheads, these serial fucking killers would ever say to you? I don't know. Now stupid Biden has to go to Saudi Arabia and bow to those weirdos. Well, they wear bed sheets over there, so Biden might feel right at home, given his racist history. I wear a bed sheet too, pal. I used to hang out with Senator Byrd, the president of the United States who wouldn't allow black people over to his house. That's on Hot Wire too. It's okay. And the result of much of this stuff, especially high electricity costs, I talked to some people today. Some crazy shit's happening with their businesses. They're talking about closing their businesses down, at least temporarily, because of surging utility costs. We see the same story here. Manufacturing facilities are cutting back and shutting down over high power costs. I just had the same goddamn conversation today. Somebody's going to, I don't know if they're going to, but they are ripe to lay off their staff and shut the whole bitch down. Company, meaning bitch. And guess what? These places aren't like a push-start lawnmower. You shut them off, and then when you want to start them back up, you just press a button. That's what Mayor Pete thinks. That's what Biden thinks. It takes months for a manufacturing facility to gear back up. If you say you're shutting down for 6 months, you're really shutting down for more than a year. It could take 6 months to gear back up, 8 months to gear back up. A year shutdown is really 2 years. Plain and simple, it's the way it fucking is. You got to hire people back. You got to get all your materials back. You got to gear back up. Let's just settle down, folks, play a little Chuck Mangione. We'll do like we did yesterday. We play a little Carpenters. We went right into Rage Against the Machine. You're going soft. Listen about the music, though. People, we'll listen to a little Chuck Mangione, and then I want to go into some fucking Guns N' Roses. How many times did you hear that? Real quick, as a sidebar, people have said for a long time, why do you play some of these groups that are woke? Well, they weren't fucking woke when I was listening to them the first time I heard Rage Against the Machine. I was Rage Against the fucking Machine myself. So that music resonated with me. So when I play a song, I play it because it means something to me. Many of the songs, not every song. Many of the songs mean something to me at the time I listened to them, Maybe I was channeling anger as well. I talked about this today, some of the folks on Pain.tv. Yeah, and so in the 25 years since the music came out, the band went woke. Well, I can't fucking control that. We used to rock and roll in the late 70s and 80s to Bruce Springsteen. Well, yeah, he's an asshole now. We didn't know that back then, and he wasn't an asshole back then. He was just a dude making music. And the E Street Band from New Jersey. We all know where he's from. He says it every time. But he wasn't an asshole back then. And so if you only listen to music now, or you censor your own musical tastes and likes based on what the artists have become over time, you're going to end up listening to fucking elevator music. Yes, some of the bands we've learned are full of shit. Some of the performers are full of shit. They're woke pieces of garbage. Can't do anything about that. But didn't the music mean something to you back when you heard it? Well, then it still should mean that to you. Just take out the fucking... You can't look through a political prism for every fucking thing. You'll drive yourself insane. That's what I think. I hear The Clash. I mean, The Clash could have... These guys could have... come out and been, administering vaccines. To me, they're still The Clash, okay? They mean something growing up. The music, things you went through, things you were going through. And sometimes music helps you get through those things. That's what it means to me. You're raging against the machine. I'm still raging against the fucking machine. They might not be. That doesn't mean I'm fucking not. Plain and simple. That's just one example. So, you can't do everything through a political fucking prism. That's what these dopes do. Don't be a dope. Enjoy your life. If music meant something to you, certain music meant something to you while you were growing up and you have memories, what are you supposed to just fucking blank your memories because these people are idiots now? Just enjoy the music. Fucking relax. Enjoy your life. Enjoy the music. Forget about their politics. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. They don't even have to work for a living, many of these guys. Why should they know what the hell they're doing? Why should they know what we're doing out here? What the vibe is on Main Street? What reality is? They don't live it. On Main Street? They're not down here in the trenches. Why are you disappointed that they don't understand how you live? Just enjoy the music. Plain and simple. Well, it's a jungle over at Century Aluminum Company. They're in Hawesville, Kentucky. We have some fantastic folks on Pain.tv from Kentucky. You know who you are. On June 22nd, 600 workers there. And, of course, the Century Aluminum Company is the second largest aluminum mill in the United States. It accounts for 20% of the U.S. supply of aluminum. They learned that they were losing their jobs because the plant can't afford the electricity tab that's tripled in a matter of as many months. The Hawesville, Kentucky plant could be closed for as long as a year, which takes out the biggest of its three U.S. sites. Folks there say the shutdown takes about a month, and the plant will need another 6 to 9 months to come back online when the company decides it's time to resume operations. What'd I tell you? So a year-long shutdown for the plant in reality will take potentially 2 years. Sounds familiar, right? gets worse. At least two steel mills have begun suspending some operations to cut energy costs. Oh, but don't worry, though. We don't need steel mills. Look what they've done to Pittsburgh. Look what they've done to fucking Youngstown, Ohio. Look what they've done to Sharon, Pennsylvania. Small steel mill towns like that. I married a steel town girl. Don't fucking challenge me on this. I know my steel, and I know my steel towns, and I know my steel workers in Pittsburgh, etc. In the burg. Downtown. And that. Don't worry about those steel towns, the small steel towns in the U.S. Midwest that are being affected now. Don't worry about Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, what they did there. Don't worry about Coatesville, Pennsylvania, what they did there. Decimated these fucking steel industry. They'll just bring in cheap-ass steel from somewhere else. It's okay if a bridge fucking buckles. If a building collapses over time. Who gives a shit? It's unprecedented what's happening. Hasn't that already happened with Chinese steel? Well, it's not over yet, folks. You got natural gas prices all through the globe that have tripled, especially in Europe. And again, we talk about electricity rates in this country. For consumers, guess what? It's also hitting industrial and business and manufacturing customers. It's the way it works. You're not far behind. Wait till you have to fill up your tanks with home heating oil. Oh, if you're saying to yourself, I don't have to worry about that. My heat runs on propane. Oh, you think that's going to be cheap come the winter? I don't have to worry about that. I'm on electric heat. Well, good luck to you. It's going to be even higher. I grew up in a house where we couldn't afford heat all the time. And so we had to improvise. It's not a place you want to be. If you haven't had to do it, it's one thing I've said before, as a poor kid, as a poor family, sweating it out in the summer, opening the windows, putting on a fan. If you're lucky, get a fan going. It's one thing to sweat it out. It's a whole nother thing to freeze it out. It's actually not good for you. You can make it through hot nights. People do it all over the world. They've done it for hundreds of years without air conditioning. Not heat. That's dangerous. That is not good for you. There's no way to live. And believe me, I grew up in a house like that. And I'm here to tell you folks, a lot more folks, unfortunately, are going to find out what that's like, both here and all over the world. Wear a hat.